Welcome back to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. I'm joined now by Patty Alper, the founder and president of the Teach to Work Foundation, which supports building project-based mentor programs at educational institutions across the country. She's also the president of the Alper Portfolio Group, a marketing consulting company, and co-chair of the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. How are you, Ms. Alper? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to meet you and to join your program.
I'm delighted to have you. So we have quite a few questions for you because we are, of course, a week or so out from school getting started, whether you're sending kids off for the first time, going to first grade or K-5, you're sending them back to middle school or back to high school, or sending them off to college. Like in any case, this is a big time of the year when everybody's making plans to jumpstart this new year. I want to talk with you about the importance of having mentors. And what that means. Now, I was always taught that you have to have a couple of mentors. Have a mentor on the level where you are. So, if that is going to be a teacher who's working with you, have a mentor for where you want to be one day. So, if that mentor is a president of a company or a college professor, so you can both shoot for where you want to be and, kind of control where you are. I'm going to have you help us understand the importance of having multiple mentors.
So I came to this revelation as a mentor. I built a company back in my early days in life, and I became a mentor first with the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. And in observing youth, what I've learned is, there's a lot of fear, whether you're doing a new job, whether you're starting something you don't know how to do. There's fear associated with it. And so, what I have learned in my own experience mentoring, and I'm not an educator, I'm a business person, is the ability to share your strategy for overcoming your own fear. I would bring in mentors to NIFTY. I started a mentor program that grew national in scope. And I would see these business people that want to share, they want to take on and help these students grow, but there was a miss. They would talk about their how much they had earned and where they their sort of big steps of how they got where they were, but not their sort of emotional journey. And what I would hear from the kids' questions is, how did you know you could do that? Weren't you scared of failing? Their questions were so simple. And I was pulled into a field that I knew nothing about. And I learned when I would share my story, how I tackled something I knew nothing about and the fear that I had, but the steps I went through incrementally. How did I learn? And what I saw the kids take away, and I have now, Dr. K, about 3,000 letters from students mentoring them for 20 years. And these are inner city students in Maryland, by the way, all over Maryland. I heard their comments in their letters say, gosh, if you could do that, why can't I? So there's a difference in hearing from somebody who's done it. But the mentor needs to be trained too, to create a working communication. You're in the field of communication. Like I wanted to bring the mentors down a notch so they could relate to the kids. So this model I've worked on, which I call project-based mentoring, it's a concept I have trademarked. And I've very much taken the ideas from NIFTY. I've dedicated my book to NIFTY, the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. But every mentor works with a student on a student-driven project. So that is a like a bridge from the business community to the student. And I think it's also a bridge for the student to enter the working world. It is the student's ideation. In communications, it could be a project that they want to write about in their community. And let's say you had a journalist as a mentor. So I've very clearly defined the role of the mentor as a subordinated to the student's idea. And the student drives the idea, and the student, the mentor plays devil's advocate, asking, but they have no authority. You can't, the mentor's not telling this kid, or this student, this mentee what to do. They're simply playing devil's advocate, asking questions, probing. And the beauty of the project, and this is something I have found repeatedly working with students for years, is they do not know how to work to a deadline. You can sit there and talk to them about all the steps they're going to take, and you come back 2 weeks later and nothing's gotten done. So part of the role of the mentor is also to be a kind of a gatekeeper. You know, let's look at your calendar and let's see when do you have classes and when do you have sports and when are you going to get to this? How are you going to get this done? Because there's a deadline. And lastly, I'll just say this in this project-based mentor role and sort of idea behind the method is at the end of the project, a student has to stand up and defend their research and their outcomes. And that is like work. When you go to work, and if you've ever hired students, which I'm sure you have, I mean, you want to say to a student or to a new hire, this is what I need you to do, and I need it by this date certain. So you want the student to be able to take on that project, research it, build it to a timeline, and come back and report on their outcomes.
So
All
now I
of
want to ask you just for a second. I want to jump in here because I really love the idea of project-based mentoring. Thank you for kind of spelling it out. I want to just step back just a little bit and talk about mentoring in general, because when or do you suggest that students have a mentor? Are we talking middle school, high school, project-based? Is that more like college? When should the mentors listen, and how can the parents help them to determine who the best mentor? Kind of, bridge that gap here between the fact that you do need one and choosing the right one.
Those are really good questions. I think in your own life, you have to look and see who do you look up to? Who is somebody that has the skills and the character that you would like to seek out? And ask them potentially. If you know you want to go down a certain field, who's in that field? When I was looking for jobs way back when, I would ask for a sort of a meeting of introduction and just to learn about your field. I'm not asking for a job. I just want to probe and see what it is you do. So it just begins by being aware of what you want to do and then who's doing it that you could learn from. In my model, the role of the mentor, which is very much outlined, is A, they help ideate a student project. B, they play devil's advocate. Three, they help the student build a master plan. C, they help keep to a timeline, to a real deadline. Next, they will help coach on a presentation. How do you give a 10-minute presentation and make it succinct? So they rehearse that. So, what age group? Honestly, I think project-based mentoring can start at home. You could ask your child to create a menu for dinner, and it may start in the morning at 10 a.m. And you give the student or the child a budget. Let's say you're going to give them $40 and they're going to research menu items. You're going to take them to the store and you want dinner on the table by 6. That is a project. And the parent would play the devil's advocate, would ideate with the student. Well, you think that's going to fit in our budget? You think you can get that done in time? They just probe and ask questions. And that's a very simple way to apply this. So yes, it can start at home, and a parent can be a mentor. I've written articles about that for parent magazines. But it also can be, I mean, I work with high school students. High school's a little more complicated because you have background checks and
To be able to
you
get into the school, which makes sense, right?
exactly.
Which we should have going into the school.
Exactly.
Well, in terms of mentoring, and I really am intrigued by the project-based mentoring with in terms of helping the students to ideate a student project. But what about mentoring where there's no project? So you don't suggest mentoring unless there's going to be something that comes out at the other end.
No, I don't say I'm focusing on what I think works. And what my book is called Teach to Work. And I believe when there's a project, it prepares the student to go to work. And there's lots of skill sets that come together with that, from critical thinking to collaboration to timelines to oral presentations. I mean, there's lots of a transfer. And at the end of the day, they can write on their resume, they did this. I mean, I have students I work with at 14 years old that launched companies that made money and could turn a profit and knew who their audience was, who their target markets were, and they had a whole business plan outlined.
And
And
that's
that's
from the project-based mentoring.
correct. That could go on their resume, and they used me as a mentor to write them a recommendation. So they had something for real that can relate to a potential employer. So it transfers from school to work. So I'm not saying mentors, this is my
Right,
niche.
that project-based mentoring. Can you talk a
Correct.
little bit about the work that's being done at the Teach for Work Foundation? Is that kind of an offshoot of the project-based mentoring or alongside of it?
It's all of a piece. I primarily am the president of the Teach to Work Foundation, and I mostly support community colleges. I give small grants and materials that are optional for the school to use to build mentor programs. I teach them how to court companies. The other reason I love project-based mentoring is I specifically developed this to target the tech world because they're not social and emotional people necessarily. They're task oriented and technology oriented. And I can give you a great example of this as a model. Do you want to hear an
Oh,
example?
absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. No, because I, like I said, I'm very intrigued by this idea of project-based mentoring. I want to talk about that. Then I want to get into the five key lessons. I'll talk about that in a second. But let's hear this example, please.
Okay, well, this I actually wrote about it in CEO Magazine. This was a student who wanted, this was a class for Nifty that developed, were they were to develop applications. And SAP was a sponsor mentor company. And SAP came in and helped the students actually develop the hardware for their app. And this one student, I'll call him George, wanted, this is critical thinking now. He wanted to develop an app for his own need. He was a high school student that played sports, and he could never find where the baseball, basketball, soccer, lacrosse, football games were in his community. So he wanted to know when it was, where it was, and he wanted to know who won. So he developed an app for that, and it developed an audience. And SAP helped him build the app and coach him on how to grow this. So he gathered all the data from all the schools and it all went into his app. Then he went and wrote contracts. He got people like Sports Authority, he got fast food chains, So this young kid at 15 years old built a whole enterprise, and he had SAP. So I believe having the mentor let him go further than he would have gone on his own, but it was his idea. So this is a kind of an arc of an example. And at the end of the day, he had something thriving. He was earning a profit, and he could put this on his resume, and it changed the whole course of this student's trajectory. He loved business, and it clicked for him. So it's kind of a nice example of how that would work and the role of the mentor.
When you connect the students with mentors, do you take into account gender or race or ethnicity, or is it just really about the project and who best sits fits in that area?
I am not the connector. I do not do that. When I built a program for Nifty, but they had staff in each region. This grew into 12 states, the mentor program for Nifty. And when I support colleges now through the foundation, it's more done through what discipline, what industry. So SAP belonged with building apps. Computer software, journalism, it more would connect. And then I leave that up to the administrative people to connect. And when I was a mentor, I came in every 2 weeks with students with a fellow mentor. He happened to be a Harvard MBA, which didn't hurt. But we rotated around. We worked with two or three kids each time we came, and we worked on their business plans. Our goal is to help them build a plan and begin to execute and implement on the plan, and then present what they've done by a deadline at the end of the year. So it can kind of fit within a curriculum period. But you're asking great questions. I mean, these are some of the loopholes that make it difficult to match.
I want to go through the five key lessons. So I have them here, and I know that you kind of alluded to them before, but I want to lay them out. So first, when it comes to project management, the ones that prepare the students for the workforce, I'll just lay them out and have you talk a little bit about it. Project management.
So that's really project-based mentoring, and it's the role of the student to begin to understand how to run a project. First of all, they are much more motivated if it is their idea. It comes from their own heart. They want to get it done. And often I apply this, I suggest that it's done to a grade, that they're graded on this project. And it could be a capstone project. So that fits into the academic world. But there's all the steps associated that apply to a work world. There's a plan. That's something kids don't often do. And forecasting. How long is this going to take me? Like thinking into the future to get something done.
And that gets into their practical experience, right? Just
Exactly.
gaining valuable real world experience.
Yes, ma'am. You put your nail on the head.
Okay, and then into the professional endorsements, that's what you were saying about a student being able to use their mentor to get a letter of recommendation to be the entryway into that field.
Absolutely. And I have examples where the mentor ended up hiring the mentee. I have fabulous examples in my book about that. I mean, it's a wonderful new world connection. And the mentors become a role model. They become, no project goes perfectly. Things are going to go awry. So they see not only are you as a mentor showing up and you're not paid and you're not telling them what to do, you're an advisor and you're creating a safe space and you're someone that is there regularly. You show up. So that is a becoming a role model. And you show them sort of how to deal with adversity, how to strategize through, okay, so we've come this far, but Maybe there's a loophole here, but we're going to work through it. Let's talk about it. So there's methods that are being taught, and you become a role model without telling the
Right.
student what to do.
Right, which gets into what you talked about with critical thinking, which I know is step four in the key lessons. And then step five, of course, is like the business fundamentals, which you're really talking about helping students to learn resilience and how to collaborate and what the language is of the field they want to go into. So it's not just the project, but how do you manage it? This just is very fascinating, folks. Patty Alper is the founder and president of the Teach to Work Foundation, which supports building project based mentor programs at educational institutions across the country. She is also the president of the Alper Portfolio Group, a marketing and consulting company, and co-chair of NFTI, the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Alper. I really appreciate it. What is the website where people can find more information about the project-based mentor programs?
www.teachtotowork.com.
Teachtowork.com. Thank you
That's
so
it.
much for joining us here today.
Thank you. I love talking to you. Appreciate
Absolutely.
it. Okay.
Appreciate you as well. So, folks, it's today with Dr. K. Stay with us more after the break.